there are some epic apologies out there. This one comes to mind.
I don't think there is a fancy way to say that I have sinned.
Bill Clinton, of course, apologizing for his affair with Monica Lewinsky.
It is important to me that everybody who has been hurt know that the sorrow I feel is genuine.
That's pretty good, but it pales in comparison to the apology issued this week. More than 50 years after the fact, actor Dick Van Dyke has finally apologized for his abominable Cockney accent in Mary Poppins.
All right, here we go. Room for everyone, gather around. The constable is responsible. Now, how does that sound?
Van Dyke is getting a BAFTA, the British equivalent of an Emmy Award, this fall. And when they called him up to tell him about it, he said, quote, "I appreciate this opportunity to apologize to the members of BAFTA for inflicting on them the most atrocious Cockney accent in the history of cinema." Van Dyke has come close to apologizing for his accent before, but he never quite got there. Here he is in an interview with Conan O'Brien in 2012.
If somebody from the UK sees me, they're on me like a pack of bulls. I mean, it was the worst Cockney accent ever done. But the guy who taught me was an Irishman. Pat O'Malley.
Not a bad excuse. But Zan Brooks, the film critic for The Guardian, says really he has nothing to apologize for in the end.
Maybe 50 years ago, people were outraged and thought, who is this idiot getting it so wrong and making fun of us? These days, I think we have a great fondness and a great affection for it. He's become almost an honorary Brit by virtue of his bad accent. We kind of love him for it.
Even so, Dick Van Dyke is scheduled to issue his apology at the BAFTA Awards ceremony in October. Now, if only he would apologize for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. For the world, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, Governor.
Steppy dive!
Steppy dive!
Steppy dive!
Steppy dive!
Steppy dive! Steppy dive! Come on, ladies, steppy dive!